Domino's at North End. Domino's at North End.
Be this the pit, Master Gravedigger.
Oi, it is, Your Holiness.
But it's the finest pit we have dug this morrow. For isn't truth the only one?
Then let the punishment commence. Where is the prisoner?
Here, sir.
Then cast him down, Master Soldier. No, no, in the pit.
Very good, Master.
Who is this fellow?
That's you, Master.
No, no, in the pit.
Very good, Master.
Who is this fellow in the pit?
That's me, Master. Right, Matt? Yep.
Master prisoner, dost thou know the crime of which thou hast been found guilty of?
Yes, Your Holiness.
Well, what be that crime?
Being Scottish and Jewish, two racial stereotypes for the price of one, perhaps the best value in the graveyard this morning. Perhaps not. Incidentally, let me say how pleased I am to be here at the graveyard, where so many other comedians have died before me. Why not?
I've just seen the most amazing thing in the garden. Neil biffed himself in the face with a frying pan.
Rick, you've been looking out of that window for 3 hours now.
Yes, but it's hardly surprising, is it? Vivian put super glue all over the pane.
Did I? That was a good joke.
I'll probably be disfigured for life, Vivian, and you'll have to pay. Yeah, and then all be laughing. Not you, matey. That's for sure.
Yeah, well, just don't break the glass when you tear your face off, that's all.
I won't. I won't, because...
It's not true. It was a joke I made up, and you fell for it like the fascist you are.
God, I'm bored. Might as well be listening to Genesis. Mallow. Meringue. Boomerang. Long, blue,
oh,
boomerang.
Up.
I'm trying to free form.
I'm trying to read.
Oh, really?
I learned how to do that years ago.
And what have you been reading, Vivian? Bit of Petrarchian verse, is it? Little bit of French drama?
It's called SS Death Camp Criminal Battalion Go to Monte Cassino for the Massacre.
That's my bloody comic!
Give it back!
No, Vivian, it's mine! Anyway, there's no point reading comics. They're stupid. They treat the kids as if they were... Well, as if they were, you know, kids. Nothing but war in them. War! War! Bloody war!
Why can't they have stories about love and peace?
Because if sister, you girly...
I'm not being girly, Vivian. Longing for a peaceful world is not being girly.
It is. It's being soppy and very, very girly.
I am not being... Look, this entire discussion is completely sexist anyway, and I don't intend to continue it. But, for your information, it is not soppy of me to long for a world where a man will love his brother. Poof. You're deliberately trying to provoke me, aren't you?
Yeah!
For one man to love another, Vivian, is not puffy. It's actually very beautiful. It's only when they start touching each other's bottoms that it gets...
I'm going to tell Michael and Neil that you said you love men. Hey, Mike,
Governor, all I said was that this comic is a reactionary militarist pamphlet. All they ever do is fight all the time.
And what's so wrong with that? I suppose you think we should all go around touching each other's bottoms. Dander touches the Mekong's bottom. Exciting new story. Batman gooses the Joker's
head. All right. What's this?
Being puffy.
No, that's peace. What's this? That's my bottom, isn't it? They're two completely different things. please. I think it's probably not very hard, seeing as how it's only made of water.
I'm going to find out anyway. It's only spitting.
God, this stuff is so reactionary. Why can't they show us some real heroes?
You gay black bastards, we're going to victimise you.
Oh, no! Who can help us now?
Oh, no. People's poet.
Goodness, people's poet. Is it really you?
Yes, it is. And you pigs are in for a pretty big shock.
Right on.
What do you think you're doing, pig?
Whack!
Do you really give a fig, pig?
Bang!
And what's your favourite sort of gig, pig? Barry Manilow or the Black and White Minstrel Show?
Fuck off!
Thanks, people's poet. Now the pigs won't hassle us now on the streets anymore.
You want to know why I keep hitting myself in the head with a frying pan, don't you, Mike?
No, I don't.
Oh.
Where's my breakfast?
Yeah. Where's the bloody vindaloo, hippie? You said you'd go to the shops 2 hours ago.
Oh, come on, guys. It's always my turn to go to the shops.
So why haven't you gone?
Well, it's raining. My hair will lose its shape. Anyway, I haven't got any money.
There's plenty of money in the kitty.
Yeah, but he's constipated, isn't he?
Well, let's open him up, then.
There he is, Vivian. Get him!
Do you know what my favourite vegetables are? Peas! 5 peas, 10 peas, 50 peas. My wife, she's a terrible cook, though. Well, she would be. She's dead. I was having a meal with her the other night, right? And what if... Oh! Ah!
Now, what's he's left a little present on the mat.
Okay, guys. What do we need?
Neil, you know exactly what I need, because all my stuff is marked with sticky labels.
Wait a minute. Is yours the stuff with the sticky labels with Rick written on it?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. I'm very sorry, Rick. I didn't know. I thought it was mine and I've eaten it. Every last bit.
Look, guys, I know exactly whose food's who, right? Because I do all the shopping round here. And I do all the cleaning. My function round here, I might as well be your mother's.
We don't hate our mothers.
All right, so most metaphors don't bear close examination. Anyway... For example, this glob of green mould on a saucer is Rick's.
Yes, and I spat on that, Vivian, so I wouldn't advise you eat it.
The urine sample and the super mousse are Viv's.
My potion as well.
What potion?
It's a potion I've invented where, when a patient drinks it, he turns into an axe-wielding homicidal maniac. It's basically a cure for not being an axe-wielding homicidal maniac. The potential market's enormous.
Well, is this it?
Yeah, I put it in a Coke can so nobody'd drink it by mistake.
You know, I just bet a bit later on somebody does drink that and turns into an axe-wielding homicidal maniac.
Yes, I bet that as well. That's just a sort of crazy, imaginative thing that happens around here, isn't it? But it isn't it.
Well?
Well, what, hippie?
Well, what do we need?
Look, we need everything except urine samples, green globules, and super mousse.
Everything. Right. Lentils, wallpaper.
Look, just get to the shop!
Nothing.
Well, there must be something.
Net? Not a sausage.
Why won't you let me take the lens cap off? Because they're not real binoculars. What's the point taking them off? Well, why can't we have a real pair of binoculars for a change?
Because then the aliens would know that we're watching them, wouldn't they?
But we're not watching them. Yeah.
But they're not to know that, are they?
This may sound like a stupid question. Lip, nip, 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 lip.
Yes, it does.
Look, what are we really doing here? Really?
Look, don't ask me. Ask the Manpower Services Commission.
You
have a milk, man?
No.
Good. Good. Pass me the milk bottle.
It's pissing down now.
Okay, that's just about the bloody limit. I only put it in there on Wednesday. It's not as if they grow on trees or anything like that.
Rick, what are you lost?
I had half an apple in there. All right, owner, who's taken it?
What were you doing? Saving it for teacher? Trying to keep the doctor away?
If he's anything like you, yes. Did you take it, Mike?
Well, if you're going to sing, you might as well be original.
What's that supposed to mean?
I don't know.
Well, I've got to look in your bin for the pips.
He shouldn't do that.
Why not?
There's a lion tamer in my bedroom.
Seen rain like this.
Well, where's breakfast then?
Oh no, I knew I went out for something.
Neil, if your head was on strike, you couldn't even pick at your nose.
I'm starving, you bastard! Yes, so you keep saying, Hitler! Well, why don't you put your money where your mouth is and go to the shops yourself?
Yes, have you?
Because I don't want my forehead to rust! A little rain never hurt anybody! Anyway, you can take your stupid car.
I could if it was tied down properly.
Blimey! Look at the water out there! Now we're never going to get to the shops!
Can I have a look at your tonsils?
Why, do I sound ill?
No. I just want to put myself off breakfast.
For heaven's sake! Why can't we all start to behave like civilized people? I mean, we are students after all. We're old enough to vote. We're old enough to do things to girls. We can go to prison. We can drive. Last week I even got into an X film, for Christ's sake. How about finding some nice adult pursuit to keep us going until the rain stops. Michael?
24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 30.
Listen, I'm the best at playing games in this house, so you better go and find the others first.
I'm sorry, Mike.
It's all right, it's all right. Just come back in 5 minutes when they've lost the game.
It's a great hiding place, Mike. Oh, for heaven's sake, Vivian, I found you! Why won't anybody play this game properly?
Look, I haven't started hiding yet, have I?
Well, would you mind doing it now, please? I'll give you five. Five! Bastard!
Oh,
Your Majesty. A young fawn.
That's not a fawn. That's a man-child, son of Adam. His presence signals danger.
It's the prophecy.
Silence. We must question him. Hello, little boy. What's your name?
Vivian.
What a lovely name. Come, sit next to me, child. Have some Turkish delight. Spotted.
It's not me.
That's revolting. People like you should be put in little boxes tied up with string and left in small dark rooms without any electricity.
Who says?
For a month.
Who says?
She does.
That's a lie, Shirley.
Shirley? Is that your name? Man? Shirley?
She's been getting busy by a long time.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
Shirley. Shirley. No, I never heard of anybody.
Would you like some Turkish delight, my child?
Not particularly. You got any kebabs?
You eat the Turkish delights, or you'll find yourself in the rockery holding a fishing rod.
Look, I'm in a bit of a hurry, actually. You see, I'm trying to hide from someone. You haven't seen a Wigby sociology student being chased by a lion, have you?
A lion?
Well, if you do, don't tell him I'm hiding in this tree over here, okay?
No, wait, man-child, I command you to wait. Stop him, Shirley.
Your Majesty, he said a lion. It's the prophecy.
Well, what is that?
Lucky point!
All right, Vivian, I give up.
Kelly, behind you! You bloody cheat!
I thought we said no hiding in the cellar.
Yeah, what are you looking in the cellar for?
I'm not looking for you, actually. I just came down here to tell you I didn't want to play your bloody childish game anymore.
What do you mean? It was your idea to play hide and seek.
It was a joke. I was playing another joke on you. And ha ha ha, because you fell for it.
Well, I do fall for it because while you were counting to 100, I went up to your bedroom and set fire to your sociology file.
I hate sharks.
Don't be stupid, Neil. That's not a shark.
No, but that is.
That's the most completely brilliant thing I've ever seen. A flying shark!
Amphibians, sharks don't fly.
Oh, well, that's what those sirens must have been, of course. Shark warnings.
I don't want to be a wet blanket or anything, but if this house is a bottle, I'm the one with a message.
What do you mean, Mike?
Simple. London has flooded.
Oh, well, we'll all probably get drowned or eaten by octopuses then.
What? Phone the police!
But they're fascists.
Well, never mind about that now! Get them out of the oven!
King's Road this morning. Nothing but money came in and liked the look of me.
Right.
It all sort of took off from there.
And was it his idea that you should amputate your arms?
Originally, yeah. But I could see the validity of the idea from the beginning.
Right. In what way?
Well, my music's all about urban alienation, apparently.
What? Hey, what's going on in here?
I can't switch.
I can't even see. Look, you do it. Why was I thinking about this on the radio?
Of you, Vivian. The house is under 50 feet of water, and what do? Build a submarine. There's no room for me in there, is there? No. Good. Of course there isn't any room in it for you. Why should there be any room in it for you? I want to see you drown. And if I want to see you drown, why should I build a submarine with room enough for you in it? Stupid. I'm not even taking SPG along.
Is that right? We'll see about that, Polly.
Bastard!
Well, Vivian, mate, you broke your own submarine.
You bastard! I've shown you a great deal of consideration over the years, but don't miss the end of my life! You're going out and play with the sharks!
Are you lunch?
Is that you?
You're great. I've seen all your films.
Can I have your autograph?
It's a bore, I know, but, you know, I'd miss it if they didn't ask.
Anybody? Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello, anybody in the tree? Hello.
Hey, wouldn't it be terrible if we ended up having to eat each other? Like those sailors did in that film, we ended up having to eat each other.
Yes, I suppose it would, Neil. Except that we don't happen to have any dead sailors lying around the place. Or perhaps we do. Perhaps I just haven't seen them. Perhaps I should buy myself a white stick.
Just saying.
Get lost, then!
Yeah, all right. As usual, Mike, the cool person, comes up with a solution in times of trouble. And even trouble with a capital T. This is, as they say, the moment of not telling too many lies. Are you with me?
No, not at all.
The definition of hunger. Too many guys, not enough food. All we got to do is change the ratio. And Neil's come up with the answer.
Oh.
There's only one problem. Who's going in the pot?
Me. No, him, it's a joke.
Just my luck, I'm supposed to get the shortest straw. Mind you, it's pretty uncool of the guys not to show me theirs. There you go.
Oh, hi, guys. Yeah, come and sit down. Yeah. Oh, do you want to play some records? Oh, look, guys, I just remembered I've got something really important to do, you know, so goodbye.
No time for that, Neil. We're hungry.
You scared me, guys.
sitting on the doormat. All the little donkey wogs will have a little bit of it.
Hold it. Hold it like that, then you get a nice clean cut.
Vivian?
Yeah?
Vivian, could I have an anaesthetic?
Of course you can!
Mike, is it time for a last cigarette?
I don't see why not, yeah. All right.
Here's Jetty!
Mr. Malofsky! How did he get in here?
Well, you could eat him instead, actually.
Little pigs! Little pigs! Let me in! Boys and girls, come out to play on the busy motorway! Let me in! Jetty wants to play hospital!
Oh, my God! He's turned into a homicidal ash-wielding maniac!
Oh, well, out of the frying pan, into another frying pan.
Shut up! There's no one in here, Mr. Belovsky! We're all holograms!
What are you going to do, Mike?
Well, we're halfway through the show, and it's time for half-time report. I think the show's been going particularly well. I particularly like the way the young lad Rick has been running off the joke into the dead laugh area. Going into the international sphere, they're going to have to face some stiff competition, especially from the Swedes with their comedy theories, "Oh, where's my Volvo?" Also, of course, from the French with their comedy theories, "Mr. Poo-Poo goes to the lavatory." Anyway, I think... Oh, sorry, Paul. Anyway, the half-time's over now, and it's back to the action.
Let me in, boys. Jetty wants to finger your entrails.
I know. Put the old speaker in front of the door.
I don't want to go in front of the door.
No, not that speaker. Jimi Hendrix once pissed on that.
Bobby was there with his man-eating lions.
Yes. I'd like to shake his hand. Yes. Oh, thanks.
Well, guys, come and look. The house has grown.
He's wrong, you know. The waters are subsiding.
What's that?